Part 1. Listening Skills.
Good evening. This is Lauren Hall on Face to Face. Tonight, we'll hear from Dr. John Gibson, a child psychologist, and Dr. Daniel Tucker, a sociology professor with a specialty in family relationships. Tonight's topic? Raising the talented child. So, you're probably asking, what's the issue? Children grow and change before our very eyes every day. They all seem to have talents, according to their parents. While that may be true, there are certainly child prodigies out there with talents that objective people are fascinated by. These are the children we will discuss today. Gentlemen, thank you for being with us. We'll begin with Dr. Gibson. Could you provide an overview of what makes these kids so special?
Of course. Child prodigies are always interesting to discuss because the individual is usually renowned for a talent that's involuntary or unconscious. It's almost easy for the child to do.
Sounds interesting. Dr. Tucker, as a sociologist, do you have anything to add?
One thing to note is that while the talent may be easy, the pressure around the child is not. In fact, it's a myth that child prodigies have it easy in life versus the average child. Often parents push these children to perform for others, whether it be playing music, solving math problems, or doing any other special talent. The child is forced to interact with strangers in unfamiliar surroundings and may lose whatever confidence he or she had.
I mostly agree with Dr. Tucker here, but I'd like to revise his explanation about performance. Parents may sometimes push their children too far based on their special traits and talents, but all parents must be sure to encourage their children. For example, if you learn that your child can put down on paper the solution to a difficult math problem solved at the speed of light, it's your job as a parent to encourage this behavior. You do not want to ignore it because you're afraid of pushing your child too much. The more you encourage your child to succeed, the happier your child will be.
This is an interesting start to the discussion, gentlemen. Let's take a break and then return to it.